Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the Birds Town Hall from McGurk's and Royer's Ford, sponsored by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. There's nothing like opening day at McGurk's for the start of baseball season. Jason Avant with us, Elliot, at the Surfside Free Agency Desk, and we are about 1 minute until the NFL 2025 league year begins, and we find out if the Eagles are going to do anything this week at all. We started doing this, 2018, 2019, something like that. And there has never been a year like this where we have not had it's not just that we have not had any signings. There have been so few rumors.
It's almost too quiet.
Is Howie lurking?
There is nothing with the Eagles out there. Not a single player. Nothing.
Not a rumor.
We said this is a big day for you, Elliot.
It's going great.
Well, for Eagles Insider of the Year, which we give that award away in 1 week.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, and this could be a big day for you if the Eagles were to sign your guy Azeez Ojulari.
Yeah, I agree. I'm hoping for that.
It is. It's 4 o'clock.
Yeah, wow. Here we go.
All right, what do you got, Elliot?
The Eagles have not made any moves.
Oh.
They did win the Super Bowl.
They did win the Super Bowl. There you go.
Would you trade an active deadline for the...
Can I be honest with you?
Probably.
Sounds like a Fritz
215?
Yeah. Yep.
I actually brought that up pre-show, Elliot.
Yeah,
I'm sure you did.
So here are the guys, as we wait to see if the Eagles have done anything or are going to do anything. Ike, here are the guys, the young guys, that we are going to be looking at to fill big roles next year. Jason, want to get your take on this too. Who are the guys on this list that you are most confident in filling a role next year and least confident?
We do have a bit of NFL news. This is definitely a surprise.
Okay.
Russell Wilson is visiting the Cleveland Browns this week. He had been rumored to potentially go to New York. So he goes to a division rival. Kenny Pickett just went to Cleveland. Just take it. It's exciting news. Here we go. One thing happened. So.
Good job, Elliot.
Thank you. Spike said he wanted NFL news.
Well, the Browns just need somebody to play quarterback.
But they just got Kenny Pickett.
Right, but if you're...
and he's a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, if you're the Browns, you're better off going in with a Kenny Pickett versus Russell Wilson competition.
What do they think Russell's going to play for? $2 million?
Well, what, are they going to win one more game? Yeah. Hey, they're all in with Myles Garrett, I guess.
Well, they couldn't let him go. They're in a horrible situation. They are in the worst. So here are the guys.
Yes.
Jalix Hunt and Elliot, as news comes, feel free to interrupt.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
Jalix Hunt, Sidney Brown, Muro Ajomo, Bryce Huff, Keely Ringo, Will Shipley. Those are the guys who are going to, and we think that Will Shipley's going to have to carry a larger role because we don't want to beat up Saquon like we beat him up this year. So who on that list are you confident in, and who are on that list do you have bigger questions on?
Well, for me, you want to go, Jason? You want me to go?
Yeah,
you can go first.
I mean, for me, it's the defensive end's position. It's probably my biggest questions.
Those are so Huff and Jalix Hunt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably my biggest question marks. I like Jalix Hunt. Right now, I don't necessarily view him as a three-down player, but who knows, with a strong offseason, he puts on about 15, 20 pounds. Maybe he can get out there and he can hold up against the run. Bryce Huff. Yeah, I'm tired of beating on Bryce Huff because it's just like beating a dead horse, quite frankly. But if those two guys are deep in the rotation going into next year, yeah, I'd be somewhat concerned about how much pressure can we get on the quarterback.
And then who do you have the most confidence in on that list? So the other guys.
Yeah, who's your other guys? Yeah.
Sidney Brown, Mauro Jomo.
Say no more.
Keely Ringo, Will Shipley.
Listen, Keely Ringo, I'm intrigued by. I haven't seen enough of him to really give a definitive sort of overview of what I think of him as a corner. Sidney Brown, my boy Crash, I just want to see him out there and see if he can win this starting job. I know he's going to be a player that brings excitement, but he also is one of these players that's like hit or miss when it comes to making tackles. So, I don't know who the hell I'll have more confidence in. I guess, yeah, Sidney.
Really?
Yeah.
That he can step up into that spot.
Yeah.
Jason, what about you?
So start with the...
Start with the most confidence. Let's go positive.
The most confidence is probably a Jomo.
Yeah.
I would say that I when you look at the way that he stepped in there, doesn't miss a beat. His pass room rush rate is still high.
Oh, man, only second to Chris Jones.
He's basically right? Chris Jones.
So what I'm saying is you want to give that guy another opportunity. More opportunities. So I would say that would be my most confident. And also Sidney Jones as well. Like Sidney Jones tackling and it comes, but he has an explosive nature to him that you want to see.
Yeah.
Not Sidney Jones, Sidney
Brown.
Sidney
Jones. Sidney Jones was the guy that we picked who was
injured. Sidney Jones was explosive.
Washington.
Yes.
I've done that a few times too.
Oh my gosh.
That was the draft that was in Philly.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was Barnett.
Yep.
It was Barnett.
Corey Davis beat him on a slant for the game down in Tennessee. Titans on cover zero got inside. I was so mad.
Oh. How hard is it for a player like Sidney Brown that moves 1,000 miles an hour to take that out of his game? Because it feels like that's his next step where he knows what he's seeing. He's not as overcommitted. Is
gotta
that
be under control?
Is that hard to do?
It's hard to do. It reminds me of what was the linebacker we had from Detroit?
Hit the breaking news sounder.
Hit the breaking news sounder.
Here we go.
The Eagles have re-signed fullback Ben Van Summeren to be on the field.
Man, you made all that.
Yeah, Spartan dog.
Hold on.
Go green.
Seriously, don't you say one bad thing, Jason.
I'm not saying anything bad about it. I'm just saying that was a lot of commotion for that.
Yeah, we're bored. We're bored.
Still haven't signed a free agent from another team.
And I purposely didn't look so I could just be excited. I didn't even look to see what the hell you guys were talking about. I just wanted to be surprised.
Yeah,
what a disappointing move. Kyle Juszczyk is out there.
Yeah.
I mean, Kyle Juszczyk, we're a fullback organization now.
No.
Van Summeren.
Come on, man.
Spartan.
The more you can do.
He might go back to linebacker.
Yeah.
The more you can do.
Yeah, for real.
Didn't we sign a fullback?
Yeah, he's a Super Bowl champ.
Yeah, but I don't think they signed him to a futures deal, so he's off the roster now.
I don't even remember his name.
Kyle Blanken's game or something like that. Okay. Blassen game.
Reed Blankenship.
Another guy got a ring before.
It was Corey. It was Corey Blassen game, wasn't it? It wasn't Kyle, was it?
I thought it was Kyle, but anyway.
His name was not Kyle. There's a zero.
It was Kerry. Was it Kerry? Yeah. Is that what it was?
Our fullback's name was not Kyle. I mean,
Kyle Juszczyk.
Kyle Quinn?
So.
Oh, my gosh.
Back to the Sidney Brown. The Sidney Brown question about a guy that goes 100 miles
an hour. I think it was Kyrie blasting it.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, okay. There we go.
Yeah, he goes 100 miles per hour, but he has an explosive nature to him, and he can cover more ground than most of the guys back there. So that's my only thing. He is used to being down in a box, did that at Illinois a bunch, but covering and being under control with tackles, but he has an explosive part of the game that can actually make him end up in the Pro Bowl. He has that type of a talent, Will he be able to control it? That's one thing. But I have to agree with you with who I'm down on is defensive ends, because we don't have an edge-setting defensive end. We don't have him on the roster currently besides Nolan Smith, which he's putting people out setting edges lately. But besides that, we need a two-gap guy that can push the pocket with power, that can funnel things to Nolan Smith, which is more of a speed rusher anyway. So if we can pick that up in free agency, that would be great.
I was a little disappointed to see that Joey Bosa went for 1 year and $10 million. It felt like an Eagles, there it is, you know, no future commitment, not big money.
1 year deal.
You know, Khalil Mack went for 19, Hassan Reddick went for 14, 10 for Joey Bosa. It just felt like it was worth a shot, you know?
Yeah, Elliot.
Yeah.
There are some things
we don't have enough money to do a 1 year deal.
Well, you got what, $12 million? What do you got?
Yeah.
I thought you got 10.8.
Was it 10.8?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would not have done that, I don't think. But
okay.
215-592-9494.
That's my take on it.
Okay, Andrew. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up, okay?
What it do, okay. Hey, I'm calling to say that your opinion is valid, but I disagree. I know Jack's trolling. It's part of the Jalen Hurts Championship Club. He's elite. I mean, he threw.
Oh, yeah.
It was 21 incomplete passes or whatever, something like that, all the postseason.
And the entire postseason? Oh, my goodness. That is awesome.
What do the best players do in the biggest moments? They win. I don't care whether Jalen Hurts never wins MVP, but if we can win Super Bowl, that's what matters. That's what people are remembered by. So that's what he does if he wins. Would you rather have a quarterback throwing the ball around and having the ball being picked? Or would you rather
what do you want, 350 passing yards? Four touchdowns a game?
Oh my God. I guess, man.
Mind-numbing.
You got it.
What's wrong with 225 and two touchdowns? What's wrong with that?
That's what Josh Allen did all year.
You know, okay. If Jack is trolling, you're trolling right back.
I mean, I'm just speaking the facts of what Jalen does. I mean, you're kind of putting him in a position that is not true, is that he's not elite. He doesn't play well. He scores. And
well, I didn't say he doesn't play. Ground.
Didn't say that.
Yeah, nobody said that.
He's on the outside looking in.
His floor is top five.
No, it isn't. Okay. His floor is top five?
He just won the Super Bowl.
Okay.
People do forget that.
Is it not fluid, or do you get to be in this club forever?
No, it's fluid.
Okay.
It's
so fluid. Can he not be in the club this year?
He could be in it. Well, was Brock Purdy in the club last year?
I had him in there.
Okay.
The top five quarterback, Brock Purdy, last year.
Brock Purdy's top five.
Not this past season. Okay, this season before.
Heading into the year.
23. No. He was a top-rated quarterback in the NFL. He was in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he deserved to be in the conversation. Yeah.
Oh, my ass.
What do you want me to say?
There's no way you believe that last year.
Brock Purdy, the year he went to the Super Bowl, deserved to be in the top five consideration.
No. I think he should just be in.
You think he was in?
Okay. Yeah. Right. I mean, it seems crazy to me that he wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we're just over 4,000 yards, I'm with you.
No. It's work. It's work. So, Jalen, this is not a one-time thing for Jalen. Jalen's done it before.
Right.
You guys are looking at me dumbfounded, right? Are you befuddled?
He was the elite quarterback in 2022.
give me the list of quarterbacks in the NFL, and I know you don't have it in front of you, but give me a quarterback who was the top-rated quarterback in the NFL 1 year and also went to the Super Bowl that you wouldn't say is an elite quarterback. And I'm not a big Brock Purdy fan, but what people keep saying about Brock Purdy is like, well, he had Christian McCaffrey, well, he had Deebo Samuel, well, he had Brandon
Jimmy
Ayuk. Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't the top-rated quarterback in the NFL.
I'm not saying top-rated,
but he had both.
There's a bunch of guys that have done well for a year
gone to the Super Bowl and also been the top-rated quarterback in the NFL.
I think passer rating is not like this holy stat that you're using. It's a nice stat, but let's not act like top passer rating.
Okay, it's just 1 year. So give me another example of a quarterback who was a top-rated quarterback and went to the Super Bowl.
I think he deserves to be in the conversation. Okay. I don't know what you're going to say.
That's all.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he deserves to be in the conversation. I'm saying it has to be time to be in top five. You can't just have 1 year.
You need more than 1 year. Yeah.
One year.
Now, granted, everybody has got their own criteria.
Sure. Yeah.
So
that's me.
Yeah, that's Just try not to bully him out of his career.
So if that's the case, Dak should be in the top five, right?
It's just that, no, I think
for his great year.
No, but he didn't go to the Super Bowl. He didn't also go to the Super Bowl.
That's right.
See, the thing is, right, is people raise their eyebrows at Purdy the same way that people raise their eyebrows at Jalen Hurts.
Jalen, yeah.
And like, I just think, I guess I understand why people did it about Purdy, but also people will say about Purdy, well, he was the last pick in the draft and da-da-da-da-da.
That means nothing to me.
But so his resume is pretty good.
It is.
His first full season as a starter, he was the top-rated quarterback in the NFL and went to the Super Bowl.
Oh, wait. What happened to the follow-up year?
Sure, right. But he didn't play bad last year, and they lost Christian McCaffrey. And so now
Ayuk was a disaster.
Yeah, Ayuk was a disaster.
What was the running back? Was Elijah Mitchell?
Yeah.
We have a little bit of NFL news.
Great?
Some NFL news.
Here we go.
So
breaking news.
Yeah, breaking.
Yeah, so Evan Engram, the tight end who was released, I think made sense for an Eagles target, is signing a 2-year deal with the Denver Broncos.
How much?
The money's not out yet, but his agent did tweet that he's signing. So one tight end option off the board.
We would kill Evan Engram here.
Yeah.
He doesn't catch the ball well.
He does drop a lot.
But that affects the Goddard market, right, Elliot? Because he was going to.
Well, Denver was a team that was had some interest in Goddard. So cross him off that list. I think he's going to the Colts. That's my.
They're just going to end up restructuring Goddard.
Yeah, he's going to be back.
I think they're ready to move on. I think he might be back, but I don't get the sense that they're like itching to have him back. I think the number would have to be pretty low.
Because they're going to have to deal with a cap situation for him for the next 2 years anyway, whether they cut him or not.
Because of the dead cap.
Because of the dead cap money. So at least if you sign him to an extension, you could lower those numbers, and you still have Goddard as a player. Like, if they don't have a better option.
Yeah.
You know, I
think they're ready to go to Calcaterra and a rookie. Like, if they could pick that's what I think they're ready to do. Yeah.
Calcaterra.
Letting you know.
Calcaterra actually did well when
Calcaterra is a really good receiving tight end. He just can't block for anything.
Oh, yeah, I just don't know if Goddard can still block.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it'd be my plan. I think that's what they – if they could get a good return for Goddard, they would feel comfortable doing that.
We're going to put Calcaterra out there.
Tight end production from rookies is pretty high chance if you get them high enough. Yeah.
And it's a good tight end rookie class.
Tyler Warren.
Draft class.
Yeah.
Jason, let me ask you this. As a former wide receiver, as we look forward with the Eagles managing their cap situation and eventually having to spend more money on defense, the Eagles have a lot of money devoted to two wide receivers. And they're paying two wide receivers number one wide receiver money. And you go through history and you don't find a lot of Super Bowl winning teams who are able to do that because they have to spread it out. Can the Eagles be as successful with just one of those two guys if they had to move one of those two guys to create cap space to pay other guys?
No, I say you get rid of someone else. Like, you don't need to pay every offensive lineman. You don't need to pay Dallas Goedert. Like, but I would rather keep those two guys because of the way Jalen plays football. And that's the only reason, because Jalen likes to see a one-on-one matchup and throw the ball up. And Devontae can do that well, and AJ can do that well. So having that complement for a guy that sometimes will abandon the playbook as far as like reading what's there and just choose that one-on-one matchup. And I think those guys are perfect for Jalen Hurts.
So then those guys would be perfect for any quarterback. So let me ask you this. If you're going into next offseason and Jalen Hurts wants a giant extension that puts him as a top three quarterback, can you look at him and say, hey, look, we got to spend more on wide receivers because of how you play. We are unable to pay you as much as another quarterback who may not need two great wide receivers to be successful. Does it affect how much you pay Jalen Hurts if you have to pay two wide receivers that kind of money?
Here's the thing. Like, you're going to pay – most teams are going to pay like a tight end. They're going to pay a one receiver. What I'm saying is that you can take that from other positions. We don't necessarily need the tight end as Dallas Goedert. Like, Dallas Goedert is a great player.
We don't need
a high-priced tight end.
But Dallas Goedert's only making $14 million, and AJ and Devontae are making $30 million.
But he said you can get away with paying a tight end $5 million.
Okay. Not even $5 million. You can shuffle right. those guys through on rookie contracts.
Yeah.
Like, with said, the way that we use
that's a lot
them.
Of disrespect from you.
No, that's not disrespectful.
To the tight end. Sounds like a wide receiver disrespecting a tight end.
I'm just telling the truth. like you know. L.J. Smith goes out, Brinsella goes in.
I know right. you was going. I know where you were going.
Like, you know, it yeah. just happens. Yeah. Brinsella goes out, Zach Ertz comes in. Zach Ertz yeah. goes out, Dallas Goedert comes in. Like, tight ends is one of those positions that you can get high production from a college player after a year or so.
And you usually don't pay a tight end if you have those outside threats.
Sure.
So, like, Kansas City has done it, but they moved on from Tyreek Hill because they decided to pay Travis Kelce.
Right.
So they
he's essentially not a wide receiver, but gets targeted
oh, yeah.
like a wide receiver.
Gets targeted like one, yeah. exactly.
And other teams pay positions like, well, you may have to consider that because we just paid a linebacker. Like, there's certain positions we normally haven't paid. But
right, running back and linebacker.
So like, yeah, so now, but, so the money has to come somewhere. So, yeah, you.
If the Patriots called, if you were the general manager of the Eagles and the Patriots called you and offered you the number four pick for A.J. Brown, would you take it?
The number four pick
overall.
For A.J. Brown. Ooh, what receiver?
Abdul Carter's on the board.
And let's say Abdul Carter's on the board and Travis Hunter are on the board.
Come on, Jay.
I would.
You would.
I would. The reason, okay. the reason, because I can change, I can move that first round, that fourth pick for two more first round picks.
Oh,
so
right,
so, you know, so
nice
because
GM
it's
move.
Because
that's
it's
how
four.
He sees it.
Yeah, that's a
yep.
nice GM
because
move.
It's four. So I think you have to at that point, but no one's going to offer you a first round pick for. Yeah, not four.
I'm shocked.
I love AJ.
I'm shocked.
But four?
I'm
four
shocked.
Is two first round picks.
I hear you. I hear
like,
you.
Like, to move up, 14 to move up, that's going to be like two first-round picks and probably something else.
Ike's face doesn't always
too.
Sound like what he's saying on this.
AJ, I love you. I'm not, but that scenario is crazy.
I need a player that's as good or better than AJ Brown in return.
I'm not saying you can't get that. What I'm saying is that you're definitely going to get two first-round picks automatically for that.
You mean if you trade it?
If you trade AJ Brown.
If you flip it. If,
yeah.
Exactly.
You right. go and you get the 15th what? Pick this year and the 23rd pick next year.
Well, it may not be 23rd. It may be higher than that because
maybe.
The team that's in that
well,
position.
Who knows? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You never know.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not giving up A.J. Brown.
Well, the other thing it could do is if
would you do it for Devontae?
Well, you're not getting the fourth pick for Devontae.
Faster than heaven got the news.
Yeah. Well, I think
I love these guys, though I do.
Well, the other way you could frame it.
But when you think about
you are
what
kicked out of the wide receiver club.
No, I love yeah. these. I love these dudes. But when you're talking about value, two first round picks that are going to be one,
or what you could do
that's tough to give up.
Or what you could do is you could take a game. You take Abdul Carter at four, and then the money you free up from AJ, maybe you pay a good wide receiver that isn't AJ Brown level. Well, you're not going to get an A.J. Brown-level wide receiver. So you're out on that. Like maybe you do, maybe you don't.
And what does that do to the offense when we lose him?
I don't. Well,
we have an elite quarterback, so who cares? Yeah.
Well, if it was next year, Jeremiah Smith.
Yeah, he doesn't need any talent. He can win with scraps out there. Yeah,
Jeremiah Smith is going to be really good.
Yeah. We got to make two more years for him, don't we?
God damn.
Yeah, two more years.
215-592-9494. Nick in Collegeville. You're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
How we doing?
What up?
So, Ike and Jason, I thank you for your Eagle Green service.
Yes, thank you for your service.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Salute.
Mike and Fritz, forget you guys.
There's this funny thing that happens on WIP after every Eagles game. There's a post-game show with a guy from Delco Rob and Jason Avant. Is this the same Jason Avant, or is this a different Jason Avant?
No, that's the same Jason Avant.
Okay.
That's confusing.
So Jason, I agree with you 100%. The reason why I used to listen to your post-game show all the time, because you guys would hold Jalen, to his job, which is you got to play better in the playoffs. You're going to have to play better. You're going to have to make plays eventually. Saquon to Saquon plus 2K. And he did. Listen, he played really good in the Washington game, but that game was over after the two turnovers back-to-back after we scored twice. I don't know how that game goes if it starts off a little more normal and that we don't get two turnovers and score twice. There's no question that he outplayed the best quarterback in the league twice in the Super Bowl. I can't argue that, okay? I can't call him elite. Like, there are three elite guys that I see. And this is what I've learned in the NFL in the last 20 years. No elite quarterback wins without talent. Name all the best elite quarterbacks. They've never won without some decent defense and some decent offensive talent.
Then why do you still not have Jalen elite if you don't care about the talent around him?
We say that again.
Why? Why is Jalen not elite to you?
No, he's the best quarterback in the league. Not named your top three, Joe.
Well, I would say that's pretty elite then if you're number four.
Yeah. So he's the best quarterback in the league except for the top three. That's all.
Okay.
And I can't use.
But you wouldn't call him elite. You wouldn't call him elite.
No, I can't use
why?
Elite.
But why?
Well, who are the three that's elite then?
Joe, Josh. And the GOAT right now, who lost twice.
Lamar's not elite.
I'm not going to put Lamar there. You know why? Lamar's like a lot of quarterbacks who put up great stats during the season, and he's never won a big game.
I'm just confused because you value winning in the playoffs, and you don't care about supporting cast, but you still won't call Jalen elite? Like, he checks, wins in the playoffs.
Here's the
yeah.
Look, here's the truth. Here's the honest. I love my quarterback. Well, first of all, I love my team. OG Wade. I don't care where Jalen goes. Eagles are always my team, first of all. Second of all, Jalen, he's had one exceptional season, 2022, when he took us to the Super Bowl. And if it wasn't for the turf and maybe his fumble, he has two Super Bowl wins, okay? He played average this year. He played average last year.
But that's just wrong. I'm going to need you to call him elite because it's absurd. You're basically just describing
it's not absurd.
He keeps describing an elite quarterback and then going, but he's not elite.
I never called in to tell you you need to use his word, okay?
I know. It's just bothering me. Go ahead. Go ahead. Don't call him elite.
Fine.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. All right.
He's the best quarterback outside of those three. That's all. I mean, here's what I don't understand. All the Jalen guys hate it when you don't give them his new. They want to put him at number one. If you don't put him number one or maybe 1.1A, like, they think it's.
But you know what you're doing by holding back on elite. Like, let's just be real here. You can say he's the fourth best quarterback in the league, but to say the fourth best quarterback in the league is not elite is just silly to me. I mean, if you want to draw that line, fine, but you know what you're doing. You're holding back on giving him his full credit. That's English language.
That's English language.
that's just in the lexicon.
Listen, when I have an elite girlfriend, I know what she's like. Okay?
Okay.
And when I have a 7.5, tell me the stats.
How does she look without makeup? Right, Jason?
That's why they're elite. Listen, that's why they're elite.
What's the measure?
They look great at 9 a.m. and they look great at 2 a.m. in the morning. That's the difference. I love Jalen, and he outplayed Patrick Mahomes twice in the Super Bowl. Why can't you accept that, ESP?
I did. That's why he's elite. He's an elite quarterback.
But why do you act like he was so good during the regular season when he clearly wasn't?
He was good during
the regular season. No, he
wasn't. Yes, he was.
What are you talking about?
Dude, he had a career low in interceptions.
Amazing.
He threw the ball less than anyone
in the league.
You pick and choose what matters. Not turning the ball over is a critical part of playing the quarterback.
Yes, he threw the ball less than anyone in
football. Yes, and he didn't turn it over.
Congratulations.
You're right. Congratulations.
He didn't push the ball down the field at all the second half of the season.
Well, so now you have to win by throwing
because there's different throws that matter. Like, he didn't throw the football in a meaningful way in the regular season.
What throws matter?
The throws where you're pushing the ball down the field and not making simple throws to the outside when you throw it less than
anyone
in the
league. You're not a fan of, like, getting it down the field, like, dink and dunk.
He was a dink and dunker. Yeah.
And what's
wrong? He managed the game.
What's
fine. It's fine. But that's why people throw. That's why people aren't putting
him in
the elite
category. You're the one that acting like it's not fine.
No one thinks he's an elite quarterback.
I do. I think he is an elite quarterback.
No, they don't.
He just won the Super Bowl.
Then get your eyes checked. Everyone needs their eyes checked.
He's been to the Super Bowl twice in 3 years. He has a Super Bowl MVP. Like, what else does he have to do?
Right.
I mean, in all seriousness, I know he's the fourth best according to this caller. But, like, what else does he?
Well, hold on. Two things from
I think he led the league or was close to it in yards per attempt. So this dink and dunk thing is not completely true.
Two semantic things here. First of all,
he throws the ball down the field.
Elliot, you have to acknowledge that if you throw the ball way less and turn the ball over way less, those two things are related.
But let's not act like he threw it 10 times a game. I mean, he did throw No, there was a stretch where he did it.
Okay. And then the other thing is, there doesn't have to be a number of elite quarterbacks. Like, if you see a dividing line, if you think there are six elite quarterbacks in the league at that point, then the number's six. So if he thinks it's three, if he thinks those three are... Okay.
He kind of loses credit when he says Lamar is not elite.
Yeah, It was just weird
because the things he was describing, Jalen's very good at. And then he was saying, oh, I don't care. Like winning in the playoffs.
So we are 26 minutes into free agency, and the Big Eagle signing is their own fullback.
Yeah.
Who's coming off an ACL tear.
Yeah.
Go Green.
Who's actually a linebacker. We are hoping at the Birds Town Hall that we get more. We haven't even seen the Slay thing, have we?
Nope. Nothing has
Jason,
been announced.
Did you see us win the Big Ten tournament Sunday?
And basketball.
I mean, the regular season Big Ten. You know, I appreciate what y'all did at the half court. Come on, man. Get your guys together.
Listen, we have to make it a rivalry, man. It's about entertainment.
Get your guys
You know,
together,
it's
man.
Like if I choked you right now,
oh,
it's entertaining.
God. Oh, God.
Jason Avant, thank you for joining us today.
No problem.
You've been awesome.
Brother, man. You guys.
It's my Eagle brother. It's my Eagle brother.
The Birds Town Hall from McGurk's and Royer's Ford continues on. Sponsored by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. There is nothing like opening day at McGurk's for the start of baseball season. The Eagles have done nothing. You still feeling okay? 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's not just that, though. It's the Birds Town Hall. We're at McGurk's and Royer's Ford, sponsored by NovaCare Rehabilitation. The power of physical therapy. There's nothing like opening day at McGurk's for the start of baseball season. Elliot over there at the Surfside Free Agency Desk. And joining us now, Ruben Frank on Free Agency Day. How you feeling, Rube?
Feeling good.
Yeah?
Feeling excited. I think Howie's going to sign a bunch of guys.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think Howie tried to warn us, Rube,
yeah,
that this offseason was going to be different than previous offseasons. Did you foresee it being as quiet as it has been? I don't think I could have even imagined it would have been like this. Is it surprising to you?
No, actually not. I think I said on the pregame morning show on Monday before noon that Howie's not going to sign anybody. He's going to play the comp pick game. I think that's just the reality he's facing. He's thinking ahead to Jalen Carter's going to come up and Reed Blankenship's going to come up. And, guys, you can't lose. So I'm not shocked. Right now he's looking at a 3, a 4, and a 6 in the comp pick game. I don't think Gainwell's going to get him anything. But you add that to what he has. If he keeps drafting the way he has the last 4 years – he'll be able to replenish the roster, but it's a little bit risky.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, if he does, right? And I think even if he does, it creates a question for next year. So how, like, given who they're likely relying on these missing positions, how do you think it affects their outlook for next year?
Well, not going to be as good. I mean, you're counting on, you know, Trotter and Sidney Brown and Keely Ringo, and I mean, a lot of guys we just don't know about. And maybe they'll all pan out. You know, Will Shipley. I mean, there's so many guys, and the odds that they're all going to be the player that Eagles hope they're going to be is slim. So, look, they still have a ton of good players on both sides of the ball, especially on offense. But I don't know how they're going to be as good on defense with the losses that they've had. I mean, the odds that, you know, Keeley's going to play like Slay did, and that, you know, that Sidney Brown's going to play like CJ did, and on and on and on. I don't know how that's possible.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Are you disappointed in the Eagles' start to free agency, or do you understand it? 24.6 say I'm disappointed. 75.4 say I understand it. I think the biggest shock for me, actually, instead of the shock, so do you think, is this a cap issue or is it a cash issue? Is it that ownership is like, hey, we've reached how much cash we can spend, or are they limited from a cap standpoint?
Well, in CJ's case, and you know, the Eagles want people to think it's a cap. I mean, Jeff Lurie's got $8 billion in the bank. I mean, that's what the team's worth. He can't pay GJ, what's his base next year? $1.6
million? Yeah. I mean, it's like $8 million cash, but it's a low number overall.
Yeah, so I think it's clear that there were non-football reasons that CJ's not here anymore. I think that's obvious. He's a really good player, and, you know, he's a high-variance player. He'll miss a tackle here and there, but, man, he brings so much energy, playmaking, attitude, edginess. Brings so much to the table. Well, you're not going to give him away like they did unless there's something else.
We got breaking news.
We have breaking news. Hit the sounder. Hit the sounder.
Breaking. Here we go.
Hit the sounder. Who did the Eagles sign, Elliot?
They lost somebody. Oh, yeah.
Again?
Free agent cornerback Darius Slay has reached agreement on a one-year, $10 million deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So Slay officially gone.
There you go.
For 1 year.
One year, $10 million.
That's about exactly what I thought he would get.
Yeah, that was the number you threw out there.
Yep.
Yeah. Rube, do you think there was a number they would have brought Slay back at?
Yeah, I think there was a number. It might have been minimum wage.
Okay.
It might have been $3 million or something.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, if he didn't get the offer that he wanted, I think they would have been happy to have him back, you know, $3 or $4 million, but that wasn't going to happen. He's still a good player. I mean, he played well this year, and I don't know, there's a sense out there. He's not the player he was, but, man, when he was out there, and he got banged up here and there, but when he was out there, he was really good.
I do think he's the toughest player to replace that they've lost. I mean, I think
more than CJ?
I think Milton is.
Yeah, I think the number two cornerback, I get that Cooper and Quinyon are great, but they're going to play three corners quite a bit. And with how good Quinyon and Cooper are, like, teams are going to attack whoever that other corner is. So if it's Keeley, whoever it ends up being, we're going to find out pretty quickly. Like, Rube, I think you're correct. Slay played well last year.
Yeah.
So I think replacing a corner, especially if he's going to be on an island, like, that's the toughest one to replace for me.
Now, Rube, you said you think Milton Williams is the hardest one to replace. Now, that's interesting because I think we just talked to, you know, Jason Vaught was just up here, and it seems like most people are pretty confident in Ajomo taking that spot. So you think Milton's the hardest one to replace?
I like what I saw from Ojomo, but, yeah, I mean, that's a big leap. Milton did so many things so well and just got better and better. He's 25. I mean, he's still getting better. I mean, his best days are ahead of him, I think. And to see how he just improved year after year. Yeah, Moro Ojomo, look, you have talent there in the interior, and maybe he'll pan out. It's a big leap from Moro Ojomo to Milton Williams, the way I see it. But he's got a shot.
I think the big question for all of us is, are we ready for this to be how it operates moving forward? Because they have so many big salaries, and those salaries are only going up, right? I mean, what we hear is this is in preparation for paying Jalen Carter, for paying Nolan Smith, if he continues to perform this way, is that If they are going to have big name play or big salary players at so many positions, we're going to go through this every year. right? I mean, I don't know how we can.
Not to this extent, though.
Right. It won't be to this extent.
How does it change, then?
Well, there just won't be as many players who are going to hit the open market and get this kind of money who are free agents. You're just not going to have that many guys, in a year. And plus, the cap's going to go up. And then the thinking is, if your draft picks and these comp picks that they're stocking up on, if they turn into good players, these guys are going to be on their rookie deals, and they're going to be cheaper. So I think the volume of guys leaving, they just don't have that many pending free agents the next couple years.
So one thing, though, I will say is they have been into these one-year deals recently, and they're also not into in-season extensions. So I'll be like, how long are they
should they change that?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like, how long? Because this feels like the same problem they're presenting themselves again and again. I think they need to move off this no in-season extension thing. Feels like an overreaction to when they did it last time, and maybe it wasn't great in the locker room, but a business is a business, and you're losing money, in my opinion.
I mean, both times Howie's done it, they've gone to the Super Bowl. So
right, but then you lose all the guys the next year.
I mean, they were going to lose most of them anyway.
Not if you sign Milton Williams in week four, or you offer McCoy. Like, they could have paid them they would have cost less early in the year than they would now.
But I don't necessarily agree with that, because here's the thing. What's the incentive for Milton Williams to sign early? Well, if you're not going to give him what he feels he's going to be valued on the market, he may as well wait for free agency.
Well, I think the value is he was
security.
He was a third-round pick. If you give him $20 million in the pocket right there, as opposed to waiting 15 more games.
That's different. I thought you meant something like $15 million or $14 million.
No, I mean, you would sign him at
$20 million. Yeah, he may go ahead and take that.
Well, I think if you offer him, let's say, half of what he got in week four.
No way.
Well, but I mean, you would know more than me because you're a former player, but I just think there is value in not having to play 12 more games and getting the money in your pocket. Like, there is security, especially when he was a third-round pick.
Sure.
Spoken like a true GM.
Yeah, exactly.
But here's the problem. It's called negotiating, and he has to agree to it.
No, I know.
He understands his value on the team, so it wasn't as if you're going to take snaps away from him. I understand getting money in your pocket as security, but he's betting on himself that he's worth twice that much if he hits the free agent market, and he was.
Ike, actually, I have a question for you about that in the locker room and the midseason extension, but I'll tell you what's not going to cost you $10.8 million or $20 million.
What's that?
That's if you go to Gaida. For new windows and doors.
Wow.
Of course.
What a pro.
Yeah, come on.
Wow. That was sick.
You know,
didn't see it coming.
It's always free agency bargains when you go Gaida. And, you know, I don't think you can finance a contract like this, but you can finance at Gaida in a great way. Interest free financing when you go Gaida to replace your windows and doors. How about zero down, 0% interest for 36 months? And you say to me, that's not enough. And I say to you, how about 72 months? That's right.
In that voice?
Yes. That is a 6-year contract on your windows and doors. Low monthly payments, no interest, and they make your energy bills go down. They increase the value of your home. You get these expertly installed energy-efficient windows and doors. It's perfect. You go to Gaida, and not only do they have the interest-free financing, but they're going to give you 20% off every single one of their products. There are restrictions. There's a minimum purchase required. Financing is subject to credit approval. I can't go through all the details, but you know who can? Gaida. So go Gaida. Call 877-GO-GAIDA. They get you all of the information, and you can schedule a free in-home estimate or go to GoGaida.com. That's GoGuida.com. All right, Ike, as promised.
Yes.
So the Eagles have, in recent years, not wanted to extend players in the middle of the season because of the friction, I guess, it could cause within the locker room. Like, what is that like? Does that cause friction? When you're in there and forget about a guy at a different position, but maybe a guy at a same position, you know, whose job is it to keep players, you know, head straight, and does it cause that kind of friction?
Well, I don't think it caused friction. When you say in the locker room, I don't think it caused player-on-player friction.
Okay.
It may make someone a little ticked off at the front office that you've given player X a new deal versus I want a new deal. And so now I kind of feel like the writing is on the wall and I'm not going to be here. So it sort of throws that into the equation of whether or not that player feels like how much should he be invested in everything else that's supposed to be team-oriented. So from the Eagles' standpoint, I don't necessarily view it as a bad thing. I do understand Elliott's point of the one-year deals and waiting to the end. I do understand that. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if it's as big of an issue to where I would want to compromise what is a good locker room culture and having players focus on the games versus, oh, I'm not getting paid. They're not going to pay me. So should I be – am I going to put in the effort I should be putting in? Like, I do buy that to a degree that it can become a distraction for some players if you're doing that. I can't sit here and tell you I wouldn't feel a certain way towards the organization if I'm in my final year of my deal. And I know I've asked for a new deal, and they've told me no, and yet they give it to someone else.
Who you think you're better than.
Who I think I'm better than.
It might have cost them CJ Gigi. I mean, he saw the Saquon deal.
Oh, yeah.
And like the tweet, we know the tweet he said.
Oh, no, I'm with you there. Yeah, I'm with you. And here's the thing. They may have got out ahead of it before it does. Right?
Right.
Who knows what CJ is going to be like this year if he realizes he wants an extension and you haven't given him one.
Now, all this stuff is complicated, right? The managing the personalities is complicated. The salary cap is complicated. Evaluating draft picks is complicated. And, Ruben, we've debated this on the show. And I think you are a perfect person to ask. Because Elliot told us one day.
Oh,
actually,
God,
he didn't tell us.
I disagree with Elliot.
Yeah. Well, I actually think Rube will agree with
What's
this.
What's the question?
Okay.
There's no way Rube agrees with
I don't
us.
Know. Me and Rube talk quite a bit during this
All right,
season.
Let me ask. Don't poison the well here. So I was listening to the Go Birds podcast. I listen to Go Birds daily every day. I hear Elliot yap, yap, yap. But I
4 a.m. in your feed.
4 a.m. in your feed. I think
Sometimes.
It's a good pod.
Yeah.
And he was doing, I think, like sort of a free agency preview. And he said, because he has covered Howie Roseman so closely over the years,
yes,
and seen Howie Roseman manipulate the cap, do whatever he does, that he believes if he was hired right now, he would be a good NFL general manager. Do you believe that Elliot, if he were hired today, would be a good NFL general manager?
Of course, yeah. You can see it in his eyes. He believes it.
Let the guy answer.
Look, yeah. we there's no bad blood on this show. You can say something negative about Elliot.
Oh, yeah.
And we're
yeah,
all
they do
good.
It all the time.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
We do it constantly.
Yeah.
I don't even know if Elliot can be good at what he's doing.
Yeah.
There it is. I just don't see how you don't see, Spike, me following what Howie's done for 10 years hasn't been an educational experience.
Because you,
make me...
because you still can't explain how Howie does what he does with the salary cap.
I can't explain
no,
how
you
he
didn't.
Does it.
Yeah. Okay, so you said, you said if they wanted to sign people right now,
yes.
they could create, if they wanted Myles Garrett,
yes.
they could create cap space
and
to sign
correct.
Myles Garrett. So how would they do that?
They would cut a fat signing bonus check to Myles Garrett. They would put it over a bunch of years, which would give him a low cap hit. That's how they would do it. But they're not doing it because of cash, because they're not spending the money.
No, but the
That's
cap,
different
all
cap
those cap hits, they add up.
They
like,
do,
they're
I agree.
There.
To the cap number.
Yes, to
yes.
the cap number.
Yes.
So eventually there is a limit on that, and you can't quite explain how they do that.
No, I don't think you're understanding how they do it. There is $22 million left in salary cap space.
Yes.
They could give Myles Garrett the exact contract he got in Cleveland.
$40
million
a year.
And his cap hit would probably be like $12
million. No, but it eventually you would have to account for all of that money.
I agree. But how he does it every year is constantly restructure, and the cap hit always goes lower. So you keep cutting bonus checks, and so the cap number stays lower.
But then the cap continue. Eventually, you have to pay the.
Well, then
Piper
why hasn't it
us?
Happened to the Eagles?
Yeah, but
it's happening this year.
They have almost a Pro Bowl level contract at like every position on offense, and they don't have them on defense because they don't need it on defense, frankly, right now.
Well, they need
could,
something,
but
on
they
defense.
Could if they want it.
So two things here.
Yeah.
First of all, they're structuring contracts now that really. The bonus stuff is already built in, and the base salaries are low. So
right, that's what I'm saying.
It's hard to do. You know, I mean, Cam Jurgens has a little room to redo his, but there's
right.
not a ton of contracts that they can, you know, they can restructure right now. The other thing is the most important thing, and I think the thing Howie's gotten really good at that I didn't see coming was player evaluation. And to be a GM.
Yeah, Elliot.
Elliot, are you ready to go to the combine and with your stopwatch?
So,
yeah, you leave the combine early, Elliot.
I don't mean
I thought Quinyon
yeah,
Mitchell
on,
was
hold
a
on,
bad
hold
pick.
On. I was wrong about Quinyon. GMs get him wrong. I don't know what to
Howie
say.
Doesn't.
But well,
well
you
he did.
He did for a while.
You think
but,
Travis Hunter is going to be
scouts.
A bust?
I do think Travis Hunter is going to be a bust. I would not take him in the top 5. But I wouldn't. But I don't think Howie's gotten better at evaluation.
He
I
has.
Think they well, hold on. I think they've gotten better at bringing rookies along. Like I think the way Nick has a developmental program, I think having more talent around the rookies helps. And I just think he started drafting guys from big programs. Let's not act like he's finding, you know, diamonds
well,
in the rough.
Well, Quinyon Mitchell.
I could if I drafted from Georgia
Georgia every year for four straight years, I would probably hit
Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeGene, and Jalen Hunt.
I said I was wrong about Quinyon.
You got an all-pro from
I
Toledo.
The Big Ten. You take a deep breath. You know.
Would you have been scouting Toledo?
Is Howie scouting Toledo? Howie has scouts.
He got an
scout
apartment
and then
in
they
Toledo.
Talk. Yeah, okay. Well, Nick's the one that was in on Toledo. I think what Howie does is he has people around him that tell him information, then he makes decisions. That's what I'd be good at.
Oh, so you'd be good at listening to other people.
Yes.
Correct.
Tell him how to manipulate the cap. Yeah. Do the Howie thing.
True. Jake Rosenberg was huge for Howie for a bunch of years. I think Howie would tell you that.
Ruby also said yesterday in response to Joe Banner that he disagrees with Joe Banner
on the cap. I
disagree
with his assessment. I would be interested to see why Joe Banner feels that way.
So Joe Banner said that the Eagles are in a more precarious cap situation than they have been in years. He said, not insulting them, they won the Super Bowl, but their cap situation hasn't been like this in years.
I would like to know why he feels that way.
Well, Rube just said there's not a lot of contracts to restructure.
But they have $22 million in cap space. They could still do things if they wanted.
Well, they have to field an entire roster with that cap space.
And they have one of the best rosters in the NFL. I agree with Joe Banner that there's less flexibility than there was in past years. I do agree with that. But I wouldn't say they're in a bad cap situation or precarious, whatever word he used.
He said more precarious.
Okay. Well, you should have him on. I'd be curious to hear why he feels
that. Well, I mean, it's true. I mean, what other year have they been in this situation? I mean, there have been a couple years along the way. But
Elliot's saying they're not in this situation.
Well, they have $22 million.
He's wrong.
No, but I don't think I am. Like,
reasons they have that cap space is because they just let half their defense go.
Well, okay, they let Milton Williams, who got overpaid and was their third defensive tackle, arguably second, fine. But, like, at the end of the day,
they also traded CJ.
But they could have re-signed some of these guys if they wanted. They could have re-signed Isaiah Rodgers. They could have re-signed Oren Burks. They could have re-signed or kept Darius Slay. They're electing not to. That is different than being in a precarious cap situation, in my opinion. They're making decisions on these players because they're getting overpaid. They could bring them back if they wanted. Besides Milton Williams, that's the one I'd say.
And Josh Sweat.
I'm not as sure about that, but I do agree. Like, money is a factor there for sure.
Cap space is a factor.
Yes, cap space a factor, but they could fit him in the cap. That's what I feel like you're not understanding.
No, I understand. I don't think you're as good at math as you think you are.
You think cut from your high school soccer team because
you're
great.
No, I quit my high school soccer team
because you're great.
Yes, okay. Exactly right.
You quit the soccer team?
And so that
focus
I can make
on it,
the JV soccer team.
And to make friends.
You don't have any friends on teams, Elliot.
Yeah. It's like, well, I'm not a former athlete like you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I love this show so much, man.
And Elliot's been here since like 6 a.m., too, yeah. So his brain's kind of fried.
Yeah, but he keeps going. He is the best.
He never stops.
Elliot, I'm looking at you. I love you. You're the best.
Love you, too, buddy.
All right.
You know, I sit next to Elliot at the NovaCare
exactly.
in the media house. So I hear his theories like 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And they don't scream future general manager to you?
A little bit.
All right.
There you go.
There you go, Elliot. It's a win.
Just so you know, Rube, we're planning in August to do Elliot Week on the WIP Afternoon Show where an hour a day, he has to come in there with one of those takes and just fight about it for the entire time.
Like, he thinks players should be able to bet on themselves, Rube.
Yeah, he thinks it should be legal for players
to
gamble.
But I recognize I'm ahead of my time on that.
Yeah.
But
in
20 years, it'll be happening.
You're a visionary.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah.
All right. We are the Birds Town Hall, McGurk's and Royers Ford. I love my job. The WIP Afternoon Show. Ruben Frank with us. Rob Ellis will join us for the 5 o'clock hour as well. Jack, what do you have coming up in the top 5 at 5 for the Birds Town
Hall? Well, I'm glad that Rube's here. I'm glad that Elliot's here. I'm glad that Robbie E's here.
Uh-oh.
Because while we have the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings, I'm more interested in the Worm power rankings.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
NovaCare Worm
the
rankings?
The NovaCare Worm.
Okay.
Who has it infiltrated now?
All right. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.